With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome, contestants, to another week
of Brooke being a problematic, chaotic icon.
I mean, Brooke.
Yeah. There were some moments in this episode which I watched in the bath, and I was drowning.
I saw
yes!
that!
I saw what that. A way to go, if you had to.
Surrounded by candles and lies.
They died as they lived.
The group chat popped off a little bit while we were watching it. I potentially should have saved it for the podcast, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
I don't know, and I said this to you guys, and this is a controversial thought, and it makes me like her more that I like Brooke less. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Where I'm like, Brooke, I'm starting to really not like you, which makes me really respect you. What the fuck is that about?
Yeah, I feel it too. But I also feel that most seasons of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
Yes.
Because as much as I agree, it's frustrating to see someone be sort of like saying all the like platitudes and the sort of like cliches and never giving the like conclusive answers about their feelings. Like the producers are so strict about that being the case. They're contractually forced to have to like not make it seem like it's a done deal.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is annoying to watch.
And I think the caveat is that I've never seen The Bachelor before.
Yeah.
And this kind of like forced drama is so like fucking bizarre to me. It's because I think that's why I'm like, Brooke, you're fine. But it's because all the drama is so fake. Even the way she's like delivering it, she can't even look the people in the eye. And I don't think it's because she's mad at them. Like when she's talking to Jamie Lee this episode, she's just playing with her hair. Like she can't focus because I'm like, every word you say is like from the producers.
Yeah.
And also like having dated multiple people at once before, you know who you like.
Yeah.
You know who's just around for like, you know.
What would you be like as The Bachelorette, Aurelia?
I would fall in love with like two people at first, and then I'd be weighing up the pros and cons between each of them while like half-heartedly fucking around with the others.
Yes.
You know?
So you'd fuck the ones that you know aren't going to go anywhere because you're like, well, might as well make use of it in the mansion.
Yeah. I'd be like, group date.
This is like permitted time to...
Yeah.
Rome.
Yeah, what would you be like, both of you?
I 100% would fall in love on like the opening night.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this is it.
Yeah.
And I'd be like crying to producers, like, you have to get me out of this. Like, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I'd be trying to walk off into the sunset with someone for sure. What about you, Jordan?
Oh, I'd be making mistakes. I'd pick the guy that everyone's like, he's a fucking psycho.
Yeah.
I would definitely be like, but they're tall. Like, I would just, think that I would hate to see myself. I would hate to see myself dating someone. I think it's so vulnerable and disgusting.
It is. It's despicable.
I don't like, and there's something about the way, and like, let's get into the episode because I have a lot that I'm going to say. It has to relate to this particular episode as well. So
there were some dizzying highs and some interesting lows. So,
yes.
And it all began with Millie's solo date.
Millie's hot.
Oh my god, yes. I like Millie so much. If she gets eliminated, I'm following her on Instagram.
Yeah.
But until
only
then.
Only then?
But until then, no, I will not spew my follower count. Because the account is managed by someone else. Like, how is she going to, like, notice that I'm following her? And then, you know.
Smart. I thought you meant you won't follow her until you know that she doesn't end up with Brooke out of, like, respect.
I have no respect for anyone's relationship. I will disrespect your relationship in your face.
Yeah, it's your choice whether you take on or not. Yeah, you know?
Honestly, if you have a problem, public profile and you're in a relationship.
What is with the public profiles this season? That's the first time they've done it where they've had like, it's like this account is run by a third party.
I thought
for
there
everyone.
Was, I thought there was always like that.
No, like in the past, like they've been allowed to have their own. Like I imagine producers sort of like give them stuff to post from their accounts. But this is the first time that it's literally been like just a public thing that's like, this is owned by producers.
Well, I'm just going to, you know, if I go on reality TV, you will both be managing my socials.
Oh, 100%.
You don't
want
that. You don't want that. Watch your followers drop.
It's like, why is Aurelia suddenly a really gay man?
I don't know. Maybe it's because they want to control the narrative a little bit more. Maybe there were some leaks in previous seasons and stuff like that. So they're just trying to like keep a lid on that.
Possibly.
But coming back to the date, I thought it was quite cute. The like whole, I've never been to the snow, like let's go to the snow thing. I kind of, with the movie they were watching, like I get it was her favorite movie or whatever.
Grace.
But there wasn't like enough making out during the movie. I was kind of upset by that.
Yeah.
I don't think they watched the movie. The way that they clapped at the end, they didn't see that film.
Yeah.
I think they fucking scooted through it. And also I was like, make this a Gogglebops episode. Gogglebox, sorry.
Yeah,
really
like
stumbled.
Talk shit about the movie.
Yeah.
I love the product placement of like, I can't wait to sit down for a good film on Paramount Plus.
Yes, absolutely. And then also like Millie being like, I love the part where they like ride away. And then Brooke was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, why do they ride it? Wait, why is the car flying?
Yeah,
why do they wave goodbye?
Why is your favorite movie, Grease, a movie where a woman has to change herself for a man?
Yeah.
Because
like,
she was on The Bachelor.
Why are you not speaking about the conspiracy about how they die? And like, you know, and yes. I haven't even seen Grease. Or maybe I have.
Oh my God. You should only watch Grease.
Oh my God. I think I saw it on like a thing I did with Reese and
And Kyron.
Kyron.
Oh my God, yes.
I don't remember the movie because I was so stoned.
What we'll have to do is we'll have a Pop Gaze viewing of Jordan's production.
I was just going to say the only production that matters is the 2010 high school production, which I played Sandy.
Yeah. Oh,
with an incredible wig.
I see that for you.
Actually, that was my real hair.
I know.
We did have a wig at one point, but it was vetoed. Yeah. And my Sandy reveal, because I was like so uncomfortable in my body, was like a pair of tight pants and an oversized t-shirt. Wow, yeah. Sandy.
You killed it though. I've seen some clips from it and it was a good production.
It's pretty good, yeah. So why didn't they watch that, first of all?
Yeah, true.
My first complaint.
Yeah, that would have been gay.
Yeah.
It would have been like, let's watch Melbourne comedian John Barr.
And friend of the show, fellow comedian Anna Wolf as Jan.
I really hated it. It also reminded me of a date I had been on where I went ice skating and then we watched The Lion King at home. And that was...
That is very similar.
Yeah, that's the same date.
It was the same
date.
And nothing came out of it, so I feel the same about them.
That's like an epiphany. That you're picking up on like some kind of like energy there.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like Millie is a bit too young. She's 22.
She's 22. Wow.
And also like she's like, I want something really serious, and you know, of course you do. You're a lesbian.
Yeah.
Or bisexual. You know, not to discriminate, but just like you're too young to want something so serious.
Yeah.
And she also kept like, they're both in that conversation. This is one of those things that bugs me about this series, is they'll say something like, I want something really serious, and then Brooke will go like, aw, and then they do little like aws.
Yeah.
And because Millie was doing it too, and I've noticed throughout the series they all say aw at the end of things, like that's so cute. And
as
like,
though it's unexpected.
Or as if they're like viewing it from like out of body. Yeah. Like they're not in the moment. And like, And it doesn't actually feel like something that a none of their conversations feel like real conversations because, like, they don't know anyone and they're just suddenly being like, what do you want?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also, like, don't like the awe thing because it makes same-sex relationships between women seem, like, cutesy.
Yeah.
And it's not cutesy. It's brutal. Yeah. It's brutal.
It's full on. It's a horror film. They should have been watching The Fucking
Slasher.
Conjuring. Like, yes. Yeah. I actually, in one of my very first, like, proper, first two, like, proper makeup movies, one when I was in high school, and it was my first time, like, actually macking on where it was, like, disgusting, like, full tongue. Do you remember that? Where you just shove tongues into each other's mouths for a bit? Like, the big mouth kiss?
My first makeout like that was in the cupboard at a friend's house in 7 minutes in heaven.
Fitting.
And she was asking me to put my tongue in her mouth and I cried.
That's what love is.
Yeah, that's what we should
that's
be saying.
That's brutal.
Yeah, like it's not cute.
No.
Yeah.
My first makeup movie was I Am Legend, and then the next one after that was Seven.
Oh my god! So mine was Exodus.
Yeah, well, see, you gotta watch a horror movie because you're scared.
It's not a horror movie. It's about
isn't that the Bible movie?
Yeah, it's about escape. It's like Moses.
Oh, sorry, I'm thinking The Exorcist.
Yeah. Can you imagine getting them mixed up at the movies? Yeah, fucking hell. But having said that, because we were talking before about the scriptedness of these moments, I did feel like, to Millie's credit, I get the least scripted energy from her.
Yes.
Yeah, she seems very natural, honest.
So unfazed by the, like, sort of spectacle of this show.
Yeah.
Which is hard.
I want her to come back.
I like her a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I kind of have, like, I very rarely get, like, crushes on women, but I kind of have a crush on Millie. And I feel like it's because she has, like, top energy.
Yeah, she's a sporty gay.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
There's been a couple, like, postures that she has, like, the way that, like, she'll, like, spread. Like, she sort of sits, like, open-legged on the couch. And she's, like even making the boys have to sort of, like, take up less space. And I'm like, yeah, you fucking own that space.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like the things she wears as well outside of, like, the cocktail parties. Like, the normal outfits just seem very, like, inner city queer.
Yeah, it's the closest we're gonna get to Butch this season.
Yeah.
I also found it very nice, like, that they had that after they did their crappy snow angels whatever, then they were like, let's paint the backdrop, and then they were like painting the mountains, and that's funny for two reasons. One is that, like, of course you get the lesbians to do, like, home renovations.
Yeah.
But also, I only realized afterwards, they were painting the Paramount logo.
Oh, you just blew my mind.
Isn't that fucked?
That is so meta.
God. I'm screaming. Also, it took me so long to realize that they were in a set. I was like, oh my God, how did they get to the snow? I was like, oh, it must be the mountains in
the sure you weren't
Wales.
Stoned in Aurelia's bar?
Yeah. Watching it? Me too.
Oh my gosh.
I was truly like, huh? And then they're like, let's paint it. And I was like, ah.
The whole Mardi Gras thing, although it was kind of, like, tacky, I don't know if I was less offended than I thought I would be, but I watched it and I was like, oh, I wish I was at Mardi Gras, even though this is kind of, like, a shitty version with, you know, a lot of straight men.
It wasn't as horrible as I was expecting.
Yeah.
Yeah, nowhere near as bad. Yeah, I think that Conrad could have done with a few less Yas Queens.
Yes.
In the process. And thank God that wig was red, because I feel like that fro could have gone the wrong way as well.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. There were a few things where I was like, but nowhere near as bad. Nowhere near as bad as, like, what last episode we were like, fucking Matt. And there was, like, a brief moment where Holly had, like, a little bit about, like, the support of straight men, which you can take that as you like. Like, I roll my eyes, but if you're from, like, a country town or something like that, having, like, straight cis men be like, yeah, I support gays, could be, like, a huge thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I was watching and I'm like, stop giving men so much credit for doing the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I am a sap for it as well. As like, even though I completely agree, there's part of me that's still like, but it is nice to see, you know? Like, there was a couple nice confessionals from Holly in particular talking about, like,
I love Holly. I'm really into her at the moment.
Yeah, I'm coming round on her. I sort of dipped for a while there, but now I'm coming back.
I like, she was really cute and like organizing all the dancing and I liked her enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I didn't realize she was a cheerleader. They like mentioned that in passing. They were like, oh, she's a cheerleader. And I was like, okay, that is an element that should have been discussed earlier.
Yeah, totally. Because
it made all her random, like, let's slow dance and let's do this. Like if it had a bit of context of like, I'm a cheerleader, this is what I do or something like that.
I would have
understood it better than just like this random woman being like, let's just keep dancing.
I don't think Holly's going to get through. Unless, like, Brooke wants to keep her there as an easy out in the top four.
Yeah.
But I don't think. But I really like Holly, but I think she's drifting further away from the point.
And, yeah, I don't really see a spark still between them.
Yeah.
No.
I did. So, in the challenge, or it's not a challenge, but, you know, in the, like, group date, they had the two teams, you know, Rainbow and Disco and whatever.
Mm.
I found it kind of annoying that it wasn't just inherently given the captain roles to the women, because it's like, well, it's all well and good to have, like, straight cis people joining the, you know, Mardi Gras celebrations and that kind of stuff if they're being like, we're here as allies and whatever.
Mm.
But then it's like, you can't then have them be the leaders. Like, that annoyed me when they were like, mustache guy, can't even remember his name.
I'm surprised he made it through.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
Like, I was like, get rid.
And Luca at one point was kind of like, Holly's taking charge and it's kind of annoying me or something like that. And it's like, she's literally a professional, like, you know, cheerleader and choreographer. Mm. This is what she does for a living. But also, she's a queer person, you're not a queer person. Why do you think that you would have, like, precedence in this space?
Yeah.
Mm. If it, that kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
Everything about Luca, apart from Ned as well, rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah.
Guys, I'd still absolutely plow.
Oh my God.
I don't know. And it's not a good part of me. It's not a part of me that I like, but I'm like, Luca.
Oh my God. Toxic.
I know. It's disgusting. I don't like it. That's what I said. I don't like it about me.
I'm so ashamed.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's good. Yeah. But he can stay.
She says, grinning ear to ear. I'm so bad.
Naughty. But yeah, absolutely. He's an absolute gronk.
Yeah. Mm. Also, so funny when they brought out at the start, they're like, please welcome so and so. She's marched in 17 Mardi Gras. It's like, you know, queer veteran sort of thing. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe they're going to do some kind of like tribute to Mardi Gras or discuss or like ask her some kind of pertinent questions about
why
the queer
are there
experience.
Cops there.
I wish. But they asked her, they were like, what makes the hottest float? And then she was like, just have fun. And then she was gone.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
okay,
literally.
Why bring literally. Her here?
And I was also like, 17 years, come on, there's older gays. I was like, since like 2004?
Yeah, yeah.
But also it's like,
oh my God.
They don't want old gays on TV.
Ageism. That's true.
We don't want any over 30s.
Yeah. 17 years, do better. Yeah. That's down there. But yeah, you're right. She was like, just really fun, loud stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It would have been better if some of them went into like the sort of... into the real, like, kink aspects of Mardi Gras, being like, we are all going to be puppies.
Yes.
That would be so
great. Oh, my God.
Some leather-clad, like, piss fetish octogenarian. Just like,
oh, my God. I would love that. Oh, my God. That would be so funny. And Holly's, like, choreographing this dance. Oh, fuck, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Please welcome Pass Around Party Bottom.
And just also, yeah, then being like, Jamie Lee being like, our theme is equality. Like,
oh,
my God. Bitch, is it?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Love is love.
I'm like, are we moved past equality?
Yeah.
We are here.
Supremacy.
For supremacy.
You nailed it.
This Mardi Gras, the theme is disgusting.
Yeah, what would be your pride floats in this challenge?
Oh, I was thinking about, I would really like to go to Mardi Gras next year and I would just wear like the sluttiest little outfit.
Yes, absolutely.
100%. Also, that woman, the veteran of 17 years since 2004, she said, I think with Mardi Gras, you know, they said, is it Chanel that says take something off before you leave the house?
Put
something.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
She's like, but with Mardi Gras, you put something on. I was like,
and I was like,
fucking bullshit.
That's fake.
No.
You tell that to the twinks walking off in a little thong
and
some lip gloss. Like.
Yeah. No, I would wear like a little, like, bedazzled bikini and like wings and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I really, until I got heaps of backlash when I suggested that I really wanted my 21st to be home improvement themed. She wouldn't come out for years. But I really wanted that, so maybe I'd have a home improvement thing. That but is I actually hate doing any of that work, like Tim Allen, and I hate Tim Allen, but I love the aesthetic.
I was just going to ask you to help me like drill some holes to put on a curtain rod.
I can't help you there, okay, but I can watch you. I have but I love the Tim Allen, the vibe. Jonathan Taylor Thomas aesthetic.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Is he the kid that was in everything at that, that era?
Yeah, I'll Be Home for Christmas and stuff like that. Yes,
I think I had like the beginning of a crush on him when I was a kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I don't see gender. I look for people that look like Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Yeah. And that could be anyone.
With the party afterwards, I don't remember a lot, but I do remember Jamie Lee coming for her moment with the fucking photo album. Oh my God. She's like, and this is the first time we met. And this is the first time we hung out, blah, blah. And here are all these pages because I see a future for us. And I just cringed so hard.
It was really uncomfortable. And you could tell as well how deeply stressed out Jamie Lee was about, like, if I don't do this now, I'm fucking gone.
Yeah.
Which made the forced photo album with, like, photos from producers of, like, literally last week's kiss on the tower. I was like, so, like, a producer had to go off and make this for her.
And in 5 minutes, by the looks of it.
Yeah.
Like, and the way that it, like, they really flashed past the Our Story page that she clearly, or someone had written in, like, a red Sharpie that they'd found on set. It was horrific.
Yeah.
I was like,
this girl is the nastiest, ugliest I've ever met.
I made a burn book for you.
See, that would be can. But also, gays know how to collage. Like, let her actually make a legit collage book, because that would be fierce. But, like, whatever that was, this, like, corporate, like, page one, it was just nah.
I reckon Brooks got the ick on her. I reckon she was, and for the wrong reasons, but I think she might have still been interested, and then she came out with the book. And if the book was genuine, then I would be like,
yeah, her expression crazy. Was hateful
during
that moment.
Yeah.
What's your take on this Brooke and Jamie Lee thing? Like,
I've seen people ship them on Twitter, and I was surprised because, like, what show are you watching that you're seeing them end up together?
I know.
You don't think they'll, like, triumph? Because it's a common trope in this show that they'll give them the sort of, like, you thought we fell out of love, but we actually made it through.
I don't know.
Because she's, like, the protagonist at this point, Jamie Lee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, she takes up so much of our attention, and, like, producers aren't going to make you that, you know, shitty little PowerPoint book unless you matter. And, like, every time she's on screen, she's got the nice music playing, and we get to see everything from Jamie Lee's perspective and, like, feel for her.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Brooke is actually coming across as cold.
Yeah,
that's what I think too.
I feel like they're gonna, they want to have a mix of genders in the top four, top three, however it works. And I definitely think Jamie Lee will be in that mix.
Yeah.
So they're kind of probably having to keep her so it's not just three guys on top or something.
Yeah. Mm. It's a good narrative, if nothing else, as well.
Because, who would be your top four at this point?
I still think Jamie Lee's top two, personally.
Yeah.
I think this is like a bit of a red herring from producers. I think they were worried, possibly, that it was too obvious that Jamie Lee and Brooke were sort of like endgame.
Mm-hmm.
And that they were they've sort of forced this, like, because it's really over nothing. That thing with Ryan, there was no footage to show anything. And every single person that ever spoke about it was like, it's just one directional. It's Ryan to Jamie Lee, not the other way around. Yeah. And she's, like, pled her case, like, four different times.
It's so misogynistic just to be, like, we talked about this last episode as well, but this, and then watching her really have to scramble and stuff like that. And I think Brooke has been put in kind of an impossible position because obviously they want to elongate the drama.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, well, this is why you need to get some bitchy gays in there next time.
Yes.
Idiots. We don't need good representation all the time.
Yeah. We need some hateful, like, gay to come in and just be like, you know what, Brooke? fucking shut up about that shit. Ryan's gone. He's dead to us. Yep. We don't care anymore.
Mm.
I do think there is, I don't know if this is producers getting in Brooke's ear and forcing this to happen or if it's coming from Brooke herself, but there has been this thing the past couple of episodes that I've been feeling, not just with Jamie Lee, but about how she's also reacting to the Carissa fallout, that Brooke keeps bringing up, like, on, like, her solo date with Millie, she was like, I'm really, like, Millie's very forward with me and she's transparent, which I really appreciate. She was sort of like, I don't doubt her like I do a lot of other people or something like that. And and she keeps, like, kind of, like, drawing it back to Jamie Lee and Carissa. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why is there all this, like, doubt about, like, women that have never done anything to warrant any kind of doubt from you? Like, Carissa was just up front and like, this isn't for me. But
and yeah, Carissa said that, which means no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. And she said it to you.
She couldn't be more clear.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jamie Lee said the truth and was like, I don't have feelings for him. I'm here for you. Yeah. He's an ugly book.
Oh.
Yeah. There was that kiss between Holly and Brooke, which was I wasn't expecting it.
No.
I thought she was out and now she's back in.
She's kind of
They still
in.
Have that sort of like cookie manager with her favorite employee at after work drinks vibe.
Yeah. And that like thing that when they had like had their kiss, their big kiss, and then they were sort of like, oh, I need to head back to the party now. But they were sort of talking to each other while going,
I know.
Oh, I gotta go.
I hated that. That's what you do once you've been together for like a year and you're like
running late for work.
Yeah, you're like, love you so much. Kiss, kiss.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm going to miss you so much. And you're like just giving each other little kisses.
I might be picking up the whole wrong signals here and tell me if this is just whack. But my theory is that Brooke is not even remotely into Holly.
No.
And is very much into Jamie Lee. And is kind of enjoying making Jamie Lee squirm and, like, beg for her. And is making her jealous with Holly. And, like, going and, like, kissing her at the public cocktail party. That's just my tea.
I probably would do that too. If I had, like, all the power that Brooke has in that situation, I fucking would. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
And it's kind of, like, fun.
I'm sorry, but I would do it too. Like,
it's high school.
Well, yeah. And in the end, I guess we're seeing two people go home, which we haven't really seen much of, which is Taj.
Yeah.
I quite liked her, actually. Even though she didn't get a lot of screen time, when she did, she was very, like, just sweet, genuine. Yeah. I stalked her Instagram. It looks like if I saw this Instagram on a dating app, I would definitely swipe right.
Yeah.
And then the guy who went home.
Meh.
I didn't really
Bye.
Know him. Sorry I don't know this man. Sorry to this man. But yeah, I really liked her. And she was like always really great in group activities and having a bit of fun. I don't think she was that interested in Brooke, to be honest. I think it was. And she was quite young. She's like 23.
Yeah, that's like another problem.
She did cry though. She was the only one that I saw crying at being eliminated.
Yeah.
I thought that was very, like...
I'm like, why? You don't know... I don't know her.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw nothing of their time, though.
It's an exhausting experience, though. Like, to shoot everything, to, like, be there at the end of a cocktail party and that day started so early and all that kind of stuff. Being on set that long, you're exhausted and then you're just going to get evicted and stuff like that. It's sad. It's overwhelming, I think. So I don't know if those tears were necessarily because you really liked Brooke. Exhaustion. I think they both, and the way that they said goodbye to each other, there was just clearly a lot of respect between each other, and there was it just seemed like they also both knew what it meant for each of them to be on that show.
Yeah And they could probably be friends outside of it.
Mm.
On that note about what they discussed, because when Taj was eliminated, she was like, you know, I'm just so glad to have the representation of it, you know, from one First Nations woman to another.
Mm.
And someone on Twitter was rightfully commenting on the fact that, like Ritu, the only time that we're getting screen time for Taj is her saying, like, I'm First Nations, and then leaving. Like, we never got to see her have any kind of alone time with Brooke. We never got to see their interactions or, like, her confessionals or anything that. And so it's like, we had the representation, but literally nothing else. Like, it's just a very two-dimensional sort of, like... Yeah, token.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that they have a lot to learn from this experience. I think that the way that Teja and Ritu were treated was pretty poor, because also we really liked them. Like, what we did see of them was great. So it's like, give us more, or give us some confessionals, like something. We get fucking like Kurt, who I obviously love, in a confessional being like, yeah, we had to run this far. And then like, let us see them, you know? But it was pretty...
Kurt being like, I'm going to pick something outrageous for this Mardi Gras challenge. And then he just has some gold glitter on. You show him, Kurt.
Oh my gosh. Well, can we address the rumours about our friend Conrad?
Yes, in the real world. So this... dear listener, is some real life behind the scenes tea.
Yeah, so I'm, you know, allegedly, we don't know the details, but apparently our friend Conrad has been seeing another Bachelor contestant, Abby Chatfield. And I really see them together. I can, like, they're a good match.
Yeah.
I feel like Conrad is just a bit too quirky for Brooke. And like just a little north side pick me boy. And I feel like that vibes quite well with, you know, Abby can put him in his place. Not saying that Brooke can't do that, but
no,
you know,
I get that. I could see them working really well.
Yeah.
Or if not, just having really great sex together for a bit, you know?
Let me watch. I also, I love it and I ship it, but it is 100% a PR stunt.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the fact of it. Because, like, how could they have met if not through some kind of batchy related activity?
What was, how did this get leaked? Was there a photo? Was there some pedestrian TV? Yeah. Right.
And we don't follow up with sources on the show.
Abby had been talking on her podcast about some guy she'd been seeing or sleeping with or something like that.
Oh yeah, my God. Right.
I mean, this kind of just further sort of confirms, I reckon, that Conrad is the kind of the pick for the next Bachelor.
Yeah.
Because they're tying him to the franchise, making him kind of legendary on the status that Abby was. Because during her season, I mean, I'm guessing you guys didn't watch when Abby was on.
No.
She was like, she had a really interesting kind of like edit, because she kind of played the, like, you know, the whole like vixen second place trope of,
yeah,
like, you know, she's, our chemistry is wild and insane, and like we have the most passion, but then I'm gonna, but, or should I go with the more like wife material sort of thing? And then whoever it was ended up going with the more wife material, and like Abby,
she
like,
got the villain edit pretty much.
Yeah, but she got like a lot of people like slut shaming her online, and then a lot of people like based on that came out against the slut shaming and sort of defending Abby. And then Abby was always really strong and amazing about talking about like the double standards of the show and this kind of critique. So she's a legend in her own right. And then to tie someone like Conrad to her on a PR level, it's like, that's good energy. And sort of like, I think is setting him up for like, I reckon they'll date, inverted commas, for a couple weeks.
But you know, maybe, you know, if somebody set me up with a good PR relationship, would I say no?
That's the recipe for romance.
I don't think so. Yeah. They're like, you're good
next
together.
Next week, you're going to be with Millie or...
Nah. I would never, obviously.
Yeah.
I would, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm curious as well about some other gossip, which, again, I have not researched very much, but somebody said that they're living that their parents' house is opposite David's place. And that Brooke apparently went and took the suitcase that she had with her to that place.
Ah. See, I knew that there was a rumor that someone had seen Brooke and a contestant, but I didn't know that it was David.
Apparently it is David.
It's David.
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me, because I did think he would be the end game.
Yeah, they're cooling us off him right now, I reckon, and bringing him back for the family visits.
Definitely. Well, and next week we've got that thing of like, they were teasing it in the trailer about like the last single date, who will it be? And there was a confessional of David being like, I'm going to really put myself out there or something like that. I reckon it'll be him.
That's so like crazy when you think about like how quickly this has gone by, and it's the last single date, and I feel like it's been on for like 2 weeks, and like it, traditionally The Bachelor and The Bachelorette ends in a wedding proposal. Like in the States, like in Australia.
Oh, yeah. Americans are full on.
What? Yeah.
Oh, well, no.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
You've known each other for 8 weeks and you're getting married?
Yeah. That's how it ends in the States.
That
in
is Australia. So gay.
4 weeks if it's the gay Bachelor.
Yeah. And I remember, I think the first Bachelorette or like maybe the second Bachelor or something like that was like, I don't want to, like it was a big thing that he was like, I'm not going to propose at the end.
Yeah.
We're going to.
As
go
it
on.
Should be.
Yeah. Which, yeah. Because, whoa.
Heinous. Yeah, you would never want that.
No. Ugh, I can't remember who it was. I think it was like the second or first, because I feel like the first. Who was the first Bachelor?
In America?
No, in Australia.
Tim. Tim something.
Tim.
Well,
sounds like
Tim
a
Robbins,
lie.
Is it?
Well, I'm glad they didn't get married, because.
And he's with the anti-vaxxer girl.
But Sam Frost.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is there's a whole other show for that called Married at First Sight.
Yes. So,
Current Affair.
You know, they don't need to get married anymore. They can just wait for that.
Yeah.
I am definitely excited to see the last single date. I do think David is definitely in the top four. My top four at the moment would be David, Luca, Holly, and Jamie Lee.
Luca's come up into your top four. That's interesting. Who got knocked out?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's I think Conrad, Luca is like pushing Conrad out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Millie knocks, Holly knocks Millie out?
Yeah, just based on last week.
Okay. Interesting.
And I believe, I mean, Jamie Lee stays in because of the whole thing they've yes. like made around
the
her.
Story.
Yeah.
Mine would be David winning, yep. Jamie Lee second place.
Runner up.
and then Conrad and Millie as just like
fillers.
Third and fourth.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Conrad's top four. I think it's Conrad, David, Jamie Lee, Millie. But I think Millie is fourth.
Yeah. She has fourth.
Conrad third, and then David and Jamie Lee in the end. Jamie Lee seems quite young.
Yeah.
She's 30.
No.
Jamie Lee is 30, and she's studying psychology.
Okay.
Oh, my God. She's studying to become a human lie detector.
Whoa.
Like, yeah. Brooks, mate.
I mean, that's a red
She comes
flag
across
for me.
As a bit immature, to be honest. I thought she was, like, 22.
Can I also just point out Brooks' hypocrisy for a moment with when she's grilling Jamie Lee about, like, Jamie Lee is there saying, I don't have eyes for anyone else. I would never, ever, ever do that. I would never go onto a show for one person and then have eyes for someone else, ever. Anyway, here's my book of that time where we had eyes for each other
yes!
on the Honey Badger
yes!
season. And Brooke's like, oh my God, it was so beautiful. And then Brooke even said, seriously, I always thought you were the hottest thing that walked through that door. And I was like, wait, so you acknowledge that you had eyes for someone else during your original season, so don't fucking play this like bullshit about like
that's so a good call funny. Out
yes also David looked hot with his blue beard, and my first thought when I saw it was that'd probably stain my ass.
And on that we will see you next week.
Bye. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.